Good morning, A-Town. This is the Streets Morning Takeover. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you get the second date, boy, you'll get hooked up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Cedric, I got a lot going on, man. I'm stressing me out right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, poor Sad. What's going on, man? Talk to us.
So listen, I have this young lady that I met a while back ago.
A while back ago.
Okay.
Connected with her, her. Even thinking about getting to that point where I'm thinking about saying that I'm telling her that I love her, but she's been ignoring me for the last couple of weeks. But I'm just trying to see if you guys can get on the line because I want to know why she just automatically start ignoring me.
And what type of terms were y'all on before this took place?
Right.
We were good. We were dating and everything like that. We didn't take it to that next level as far as a boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were getting to that point.
Do you remember the last conversation you guys had? Was there any kind of turmoil in the situation?
No, not at all. That's why I need to get on the line to see what's really going on.
So you just want us to call her for you. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to do our job.
What's her name?
Nicole.
Okay, so look, check this out, man. Don't say nothing. We'll cue you in when it's time, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. So listen, when situations like these where we know absolutely nothing about what's going on, I'm very interested to see what kind of guy he really is. Because this is the face he show us.
Yeah, he sounds like a really nice guy.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Nicole, please?
This is her.
Hey, Nicole, you got a few seconds to talk?
Who's this?
This is the Streets Morning Takeover with Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouty Shouty. And we are doing our second date update call because someone said that you have not called them back or had any type of communication with them in the last couple of weeks, and it seems strange.
And they are missing you right now. Are you dating anyone currently?
I used to date somebody.
And how long has it been since you've dated that person?
It's been a couple of weeks.
Okay. You mind telling us who that person is?
Well, would y'all mind telling me why you calling me this morning?
We're calling on behalf of someone.
Exactly, who says that you were dating them and they trying to figure out whatever happened because they say y'all was on good terms.
Right, and his name, by the way, just so you know we're on the same page.
He happened to be Cedric.
Do you know a Cedric?
Yeah, I know a Cedric.
Okay, you don't sound too enthused.
No, you don't.
What's going on? What happened? You don't know? You gonna tell us what happened?
You don't like Cedric?
Well, Cedric's a wonderful guy, don't get me wrong, he's very loving. He has a daughter that he's taking care of all by himself. He's a great dad.
So if he's so great, Nicole, why aren't you talking to him?
Good question.
It's just the way how he is with his daughter is just a little too touchy-feely with me.
Like in what way?
Like he just touches her.
He's just touching like,
what do you mean?
Sometimes he'll smack her on the butt.
Whoa, how old is she?
She's 16. Way too old for that. So that just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would make me uncomfortable.
And that's why I had to cut it off.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Okay, well, sorry that you feel that way. And I don't, how to tell you this, but actually we have Cedric on the line and he's heard everything.
First of all, I want to say how y'all doing today. How you doing, Nicole? This is the first time I talked to you in a couple of weeks. So how you doing? The second thing is that this is my daughter. You know what I'm saying? I played college basketball. We used to tap each other on the ass. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I get what she's saying, but at the end of the day, this is my daughter, and that's the relationship that I have with her. It's nothing that's crazy, no sexual, nothing, no none of it. I'm not even thinking about that. So I feel a certain type of way because I feel like you're trying to imply something. You know what I mean? That's my daughter. She plays basketball. She plays sport. And that's just how we do. That's my daughter. It may look kind of crazy, but you're the only person that ever even said anything about the situation. I had nobody on the team that said anything. I don't understand, what's your reason behind you just ignoring me. And then if that was the situation, why didn't you pick up the phone call and tell me that?
Or if she saw it in person, why didn't she mention? Why didn't you mention? I mean, why didn't you say anything?
I didn't want to create no drama. I just feel like she's too old for that, and it just makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't like seeing you do that repeatedly to her. It just makes me feel uncomfortable as a woman.
It made you cringe.
And for her, I don't know how she's feeling, but I imagine I don't think it's all that great.
Wow. So you really feel like his daughter is being harassed by him?
Yeah, low key. I mean, just because it's on the basketball court and stuff don't mean that it's you know, right?
I'm confused. it's a basketball game. That's what people do. Like,
let me chime in for a second, though. It may be the fact that, you know, if she saw you slapping your son on the butt, you know, it would seem a little more sportsman-like because, you know, way to go, son. Way to go, bro. But when it's a female, I think that, you know, it is something that she could have talked to you about opposed to, you know, just getting ghost on you and leaving you out here because you seem like you're a good guy. You're spending time with your kid. Ain't nothing extra involved. Hopefully not. And, you know, she just don't see it the same. So,
yeah.
If you never saw the daughter look uncomfortable in any way from it, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't have much to say about it. But can you see fit to at least, you know what I'm saying, open your mind and open your arms to let him back in? Because that's all he's trying to do.
It makes me feel uncomfortable, like really uncomfortable. So if you're willing to kind of like stop doing that, maybe give her a little pat on the back or something other than her butt, then yeah, but... If not, then I'm gonna have to say no.
If it makes her feel the type of way, I'm cool with adjusting to how I react to her playing basketball. But I don't feel like I want to continue this relationship because the simple fact of this, she didn't come to me as a grown woman and tell me her indiscretions about this. And second, she ignored me. Thing is, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you out there messing with another dude.
You knew she was ignoring you when you called, but you still wanted to get her on the phone. So now that she is willing to work it out, you don't want to work it out. Is that what you're saying?
He
want
to keep. Yeah. You want to keep patting your daughter on the ass, basically.
Wow,
Jock, that's wildly.
I mean, that's how he said. That's what it is. All right, A-Town, on behalf of 1-800 Injured the Bethune Law Firm, y'all will not be getting hooked up with this $100 because y'all can't seem to get it together and come together, all right? Atlanta, y'all call us up. Let's talk about it. 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. Number one in the streets, Streets 94.5.